Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We've done this with a lot of thought, very carefully, painstaking, even in the selection of Tom Schieffer, who I have great faith in. So, no, we're very comfortable where we are. Very. I have great faith in his ability. Nothing was predetermined, and that's why he's there to monitor things, and that's why Proskauer, our law firm, is doing a lot of other work. And we wouldn't have to go through all this if it was predetermined. This is not. I'm doing it because I think it's the right thing to do. This sport has very definitive rules, and it's my job to make sure those rules are being enforced. End of discussion.
That's Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig refusing to set a timetable for approving a $3 billion television deal that would enable Dodger owner Frank McCourt to make payroll at the end of the month. The L.A. Dodgers will run out of money in 3 weeks. Major League Baseball, number 10 on this week's countdown. Doug Steffen here with a welcome into the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we overview what's happened for this past week, ending on the 13th of May. We'll be reviewing the top 10 hits in talk radio as determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which is the big publication for talk radio. And this week, Major League Baseball, number 10. Number 9 this week, separation of Arnold and Maria Shriver. Talk host Scott Voorhees and Lucy Chaplin talk about how the news came as really no surprise to them.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, he decided to leave office, the recently deposed governor of California. He and his wife, Maria Shriver, of the Kennedy family tree, just recently announced that they are separating. Now, this news hit me like a ton of feathers. I can't believe it. You mean someone who has been, throughout his marriage and his life, been known as a serial groper is Arnold Schwarzenegger. You mean perhaps he and his wife, maybe there might be some issue there and it's time for a separation. She stayed together for the good of the politically viable marriage, and now that he's no longer the governor and he's thinking, I want to go back to work and be an aged movie star. It's time for her to move on. How many women has Arnold Schwarzenegger not groped? Show of hands.
I have not been groped.
Lucy's hand did go up. That's always been the thing on Schwarzenegger. He just can't help it. He sees a good-looking woman, and he's just, like working her over like Chinese stress balls. He's just always just got his hands all over her. He's groping. So finally, Maria Shriver says, all right, that's it. We're getting a separation. Well, now, the hot gossip in Hollywood says that Arnold Schwarzenegger has now apologized and he's trying to be a better man. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna be the husband you need and I'm gonna take care of you and no more groping and I'm gonna show you so much affection. It's like they're dating again. If friends of the couple say that Schwarzenegger is really, he's laying it all out there. He's trying to be a better guy, a better husband. He's realized now that he's about to lose his wife, his true love, that he doesn't want to lose her, and he's like, all right, now I got to grow up, and I got to stop acting like such a lech. It's time for me to step up, be a good guy.
Number 8.
We're up to number 8 of the countdown, the Indiana Planned Parenthood law. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels signed into law a new item this week, stripping federal funds from any health clinic that provides screening for cancer, sexually transmitted diseases, and services like abortion. Hospitals are the only exception. Hosts Eric Halverson and Jim Shella talked about how this move politically benefits the governor, who's considering a run for the presidency.
Any way to assess political benefit to the governor from this?
Well, we all know that he's looking at running for president. Being able to sign this law to make Indiana the first state in the country to ban funding for Planned Parenthood has got to be a plus in Republican primaries, but he wants his truce to continue to apply at the national level, so there's probably limited benefit there.
Okay, and what about reaction among people in state government?
We're told that the Family Social Services Agency today is working to implement the new law. What that means is they're trying to make sure that there are clinics available who can provide services to Medicare, Medicaid patients who need it, and there should be more information with regard to that on the state website soon.
Coming up, immigration reform back in the focus, plus the latest on oil prices and the Middle East. Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the Digital Doctor. Take me out to the ball game, but don't forget to bring your 4G device with you. The baseball season is in full swing, and 4G can truly enhance your game day experience. Whether you're a diehard baseball fan or a casual fan just looking for a distraction at the game, Sprint 4G and its apps can help. Here's Dave Moline for Sprint 4G.
4G is the perfect companion when you go to see your favorite baseball team play. But if you're lucky enough to play hooky from work to see a day game, make sure you use Sprint 4G's lightning-fast connection to real-time video chat with your friends and brag a little that you're hanging out in the sun at the ballpark. Show them what they're missing. And for those diehard baseball fans that just have to stay on top of scores from around the league, the Google Scoreboard app lets you scroll through updated scores and can even notify you when your favorite team scores a run.
To learn more, visit Sprint.com/4G. Coverage not available everywhere. Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Immigration reform number 7. This week, Talk Host Mandy Connell here with Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky, focused on the way the president seemed to be mocking those who have concerns about border safety.
I have to say, I was really peeved off by his speech when he got kind of, for lack of a better term, snotty, kind of mocking the people who were concerned about border security. I got really irritated, and I thought to myself, nothing is going to get done if this is the attitude. But do you think that the two houses of Congress will be able to work on something without it turning into, kind of a snotty commentary, mudslinging, politicking thing? Because I do think that there are things that can be done, and if we did them in a certain order, like really, you know, creating real strong punitive measures for employers that knowingly hire illegals. I mean, you start there. You continue to beef up border security. You work more on securing the borders at the same time. And if you did them in steps where people feel like, okay, we've now taken these measures so we don't have another influx of illegals, then I think you can have a reasonable conversation about what to do with the illegals that are already here.
Right.
It's just we don't want a repeat of Reagan's amnesty that essentially said to everyone around the world, hey, if you can get here and be here long enough, they'll eventually just let you stay.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody wants a repeat of that. But what everything you just said, I that seems incredibly reasonable to me. I was just very disappointed in the tone. I think that's what it was. It did not say to me, let's work together and find common ground. It basically said, the other team hates you and they want Alec.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it. He was riding the moment, I think. I've been to El Paso. I've seen the border security that's in place there. I've ridden with the Border Patrol up and down that those fences, and I can see part of a frustration when you go and see what they've done in El Paso and say, what else would you have us do? Because when you're down there, it's incredible what they've done, and they've had a huge impact on people coming across the border there. But all that being said, I think you've identified the one area that we would get broad bipartisan support for and would be significant, creating a reliable method for employers to verify citizenship and or legal status and penalties against them if they don't. That's something everybody can agree on. We ought to get that done.
Number six.
Oil prices and the debate over tax breaks and subsidies for big oil. Number six on the countdown. From MSNBC, Martin Bashir talks to analyst Bill Nye about what he thinks Congress ought to really be doing instead of conducting hearings on big oil.
Republican Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah called this whole hearing a dog and pony show. And I guess in some ways he may be right. What should Congress really be thinking about in terms of America's energy crisis?
Well, I'm not sure it's a crisis in the sort of 1970s term, but what we could do is invest in storage of energy and invest in transmission of energy. If we can get energy to be electricity produced cleanly and efficiently, we wouldn't need to import all this oil, and we wouldn't need to be dependent on it. We wouldn't be so obsessed with the price of gasoline. You know, in civilized countries, places like Norway and stuff, everybody pays $7, $8, $9 a gallon, yet they still drive. They just don't drive as big and inefficient vehicles as we do, and they don't drive as far.
Yeah, but we're pretty civilized here as well, aren't we? But that doesn't seem to make any difference.
No, in other words, people still drive even when the price of gasoline is high. So I think the oil company, I'm not defending oil companies, but I think their argument is, if you are really a laissez-faire, libertarian-style person, you would let the price of gasoline go up and up and up till it reached the limit where people would no longer pay. I think we're quite a ways from that. In the meantime, we could, in the public sector, invest in renewable energy and find ways to distribute it more efficiently and store it in ways that we do not yet have.
Okay, let's explore that hypothesis for a moment. Let's say, for instance, that $2 billion in big oil tax breaks was to go to investments in clean energy. What would that buy us? $2 billion. What would it buy us?
I would invest in research. I would invest in fundamental research. I talk about this all the time. If we had wind turbines that were 2 or 3% more efficient than the current ones, if we had solar panels that were 50% efficient instead of 15% efficient, and if we had ways to store this energy, we would change the world. We would no longer be dependent on foreign oil.
Number five.
Number five on the countdown, the unrest in the Middle East. In a talk radio interview, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky talked about the way Osama bin Laden's death seems to have eclipsed all the news and conversation about both Libya and everything else going on in the Middle East.
Unfortunately, everybody else up here just sort of abdicated their responsibility. You know, what we did is the president during the campaign said that no president should unilaterally go to war without congressional authority unless they were in imminent danger of attack. The reason that sounds so good is that's the constitutional principle that we're supposed to follow.
Right.
But once he became president, he went into Libya without any congressional debate, without any congressional authority. And it's really particularly appalling because he had time to go to the UN and ask them for their blessing. He had time to go to the Arab League and ask them for their blessing. He had time to go to NATO and ask for their blessing. But he didn't have time to go a half a mile up the road up Pennsylvania Avenue to ask Congress, as he's constitutionally bound to ask us to approve going to war. And this, I find, a serious defect in leadership.
Coming up, Newt Gingrich has thrown his hat into the ring, but sounds like there are not a lot of people who are really excited about him being involved. We'll look at Newt and some of the other Republican presidential hopefuls on the Talk Radio Countdown show up next.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here. Number four in the countdown is where we are. The Republican presidential hopefuls. Michelle McPhee doesn't think Newt stands a chance after his explanation for all his infidelities.
Does this guy stand a chance? Are you serious? Let me hear what Newt Gingrich had to say when he was asked about all his infidelities.
There's no question that at times in my life, partially driven by how passionately I felt about this country, that I worked far too hard, and that things happened in my life that were not appropriate. And what I can tell you is that when I did things that were wrong, I wasn't trapped in situation ethics. I was doing things that were wrong, and yet I was doing them.
Now, am I misunderstanding his remark? Did Newt Gingrich really just say the reason that he was unfaithful to his wives, plural, was because he's very passionate about the country? He's such a patriot that he had to go get him some. I mean, does anyone else buy that excuse? Are you going to try to throw that one at your wife, guys? Or women, are you going to throw that one at your boyfriends or your husband? I'm sorry, honey. It couldn't be helped. I mean, I feel so passionately about the country that I had to go out and, you know, get me a little something on the side. Anyone think that that remark is going to help Newt Gingrich? Does that explanation carry any weight with any of you? The idea that Newt Gingrich had an opportunity to go, you know what, I was a screw-up. I treated women horribly. What I really want to focus on is why is gas $4 a gallon? What's up with the Chinese owning the country? What's up with the economy, the 9% unemployment rate? If he had said all that, he might have forgiven the guy. If he had said, I'm a real maggot, I never should have done that, he'd be like, who cares? Because I really don't care what people do in their own bedrooms. None of my business. But when you say the reason you cheated, because, you know, I'm just so passionate about the United States of America, I had to go out and get some on the side. Would you fall for that? Would you fall for that sort of an excuse from anyone? Why'd you cheat on me, babe? Why? Well, you know, I am a patriot. I'm so passionate about the United States and what we stand for that I had no choice. I had to go out and cheat on my wife. Is this going to fly with people? Do you think this is going to fly with anyone at all?
In a talk interview, pollster Terry Madonna took a look at the emerging field of Republican candidates.
It's beginning to take some shape. I mean, we knew that there was going to be a huge field. At one point, I think a couple of months ago, we could have put 20 names on the table, right? And now we're down to 12. I mean, and by the way, over the years, my research, the Republican Party's nominations have been like the local Rotary Club. You sort of look around and say, who's next? But this year, it doesn't seem to be playing out that way for the first time in 40 or 50 years. And I think it's going to get, somewhat exciting. You have lots of different personalities, people with differing strengths and weaknesses. And by the way, I'll use the word baggage. We're going to be hearing a lot more about. And, I think Romney obviously has got to explain this, and conservatives in particular are upset about the health care, the Affordable Health Care Act, will raise that issue. His best argument, quite frankly, is just to say this was a state did it. It's different than the federal government mandating it, the mandate part of the Affordable Health Care for all Americans to buy insurance.
I'm Doug Steffen, the 2012 GOP hopefuls, number four on the topic list this week on the countdown. So let's recap. Major League Baseball is 10. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver's separation is number 9. The Indiana Planned Parenthood law, number 8. Number 7 is illegal immigration. Number 6, oil prices and congressional hearings on the big oil companies. Middle East unrest, number 5. Republican presidential candidates, number 4. So that leaves us with 3, 2, and 1, and they're next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
May is Fibromyalgia Awareness Month. During this time, the spotlight shines on fibromyalgia, a condition marked by chronic widespread pain, decreased physical function, and other symptoms. There's a good chance that you know someone with fibromyalgia, since up to 12 million Americans have the condition. Nearly 90% of them are women. Fibromyalgia expert Dr. Beth Hodges addresses the impact of this condition on a woman's life.
Every day can bring challenges to women who are trying to manage their fibromyalgia while balancing tremendous responsibilities like careers, household, and children. Fortunately, fibromyalgia is a manageable condition. Many patients adopt lifestyle changes to improve their symptoms, such as low-impact exercise, better sleep habits, and a balanced diet. FDA-approved medications are also available to relieve symptoms. Talk to your doctor if you suspect you have fibromyalgia so you can learn more about the condition and find the right treatment plan.
For more information, visit www.fibrotogether.com. This report is brought to you by Forest Laboratories, Inc.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Again, we're profiling things that have happened this past week, ending on Friday the 13th. Up to number three on the countdown, the debate over budget cuts and the debt ceiling. On Fox, Bill Hemmer talked to Congressman Chris Van Hollen of Maryland about the spending cuts that he thinks have to be in the budget.
Republican leaders just this week in the House, they say there's not a single Republican vote in favor of a new budget unless there are spending cuts. What are you willing to cut?
Well, we've made it clear that we're willing to cut quite a bit. In fact, the proposal that the president put on the table a few weeks ago has significant cuts in domestic discretionary spending as well as other areas. The point the president and others have made is that, yes, we need to cut to help reduce our deficit, but we also have to look at some of these tax giveaways, and that's why there's been so much talk about these big taxpayer subsidies to the big oil companies. There's absolutely no justification for saying to taxpayers that you need to subsidize these guys when they're making record profits.
You know, on
so
that point,
we need a balanced approach.
On that point, how, if you take away the oil subsidies, how's that going to balance the budget?
Well, it doesn't balance it. In order to balance it, you got to do a lot of different things. That's exactly the point. A balanced approach requires some cuts in spending, but it also requires asking others to pitch in a little bit. And there's no reason not to ask the big oil companies to pitch in. I mean, why should we be subsidizing them?
That's
exactly the point, Bill. We need everything to be part of this
Let's say the oil subsidies are gone. Would you also get rid of the subsidies for green energy projects in this country?
Well, I personally believe that the ethanol subsidies are not a good use of taxpayer money. So the answer to that question personally is yes. And, you know, there's an area where I think some people agree. Senator Coburn, for example.
Senator Coburn is on that. But what about solar or wind or everything else that's being cooked up?
Well, no, because I think it's in our energy interests, our long-term national security interests, to overall reduce our reliance on foreign oil for energy independence reasons, for job creation here at home. And so to the extent that we can provide some greater incentives.
So if you take away the tax break, that weans us off foreign oil? I'm just trying to understand the logic. Is that what you're thinking?
To the extent that you say that you want to encourage a greater use of clean energy, which is produced right here at home, 100% produced here at home, yes, then you're diversifying the sources of energy in the United States and reducing that amount that is based on foreign oil. So the answer is yes.
Talk with Barry Armstrong here with financial analyst Jerry Willis about the comments Congressman John Boehner made. His focus was the cuts to necessary spending in exchange for raising the debt limit.
You know, I was watching Boehner's comments earlier in the week. You know, he's been quoted, and he was on, I think, with maybe one of the morning shows anyway. And he's taken a real hard line on the debt ceiling, saying that he wants pretty strong cuts in entitlement programs and some of the government spending. Is this just rhetoric, or is he going to actually hold the line?
Well, it is a strong position, and I'm all in favor of it. Look, we have to make cuts in our spending. We have a spending problem in this country. What Boehner is saying is that we have to cut as much as we lift the debt ceiling. So for every dollar that the debt ceiling is raised, he says, okay, I'll go there, but you have to cut spending at least by a dollar or more. So he's asking for even more than a quid pro quo. He wants those cuts to be in place, and he wants them to be big.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, this is the responsible thing to do.
I agree with you. And the difficulty that I see for him, though, is the Democrats are going to say, well, you know, you're trying to cut grandma's Medicare and you're trying to cut my Social Security. They've already started. I mean, and that's what you're hearing. They're not talking about cutting wasteful government spending. They're talking about hitting grandma. And that's always very unpopular.
Well, look, they're talking about cutting these entitlement programs down the road, not for people on these programs right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to save these programs by downsizing them, because if we don't, they're going to go bust.
Yeah.
So you have your choice. I mean, you have to take a little medicine here if you want these programs to survive. Do you want to be Greece?
Yeah.
Do you want to live in a country where you're defaulting on your debt and nobody wants to lend you money? I don't think so.
Well, let me ask you. You studied this probably more closely than I have. Do you think we can get out of these budget deficit and debt problems that we have strictly through cuts, or do you think they're going to have to be – is Boehner going to have to – and the Republicans, are they going to have to relent and say, okay, we'll have some tax increases as well?
Well, look – you know, I don't think it's an if-or situation. I think the problem that we have is really the spending problem. We have to cut this back. And the beauty of this is that if you cut back spending, you pare it back, this gives more room for the private economy to grow. And you're already starting to see tax revenues picking up. Why? Because the economy is picking up.
Yeah.
And that's the way we need to grow this economy. That's the way we need to proceed with federal government in particular, so we can, you know, put a lid on its growth, slow its growth, stop its growth. If you look at expenditures over the last couple of years, they have grown and grown dramatically because what were we doing? We were trying to goose the economy. We need to downsize now because that job is done.
That leads us to number two, the strategy for Pakistan and Afghanistan. So we'll take a shot at that next on a Talk Radio Countdown.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Thomas Jefferson once wrote, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. All over the world today, people are fighting for their freedom, to pursue their dreams, to live without oppression and tyranny, to protest openly for their beliefs. At the Washington Examiner, we know that freedom isn't free. That's why we celebrate freedom every day. Join us at WashingtonExaminer.com.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all
rights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 counts for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, number two on this week's agenda, our strategy for dealing with Pakistan and Afghanistan now that bin Laden is kaput. From MSNBC, Chris Matthews here with columnist Howard Fineman and Eugene Robinson about whether the president's ready to bring the troops home.
Will he now have more credibility when he says, you know what, 10 years enough, we got to start coming home from that country?
Well, first of all, on the credibility question, the polls clearly show that he's now regarded as an effective commander-in-chief. That's a priceless asset for any president. It's one, by the way, that Democrats haven't enjoyed in recent decades. This puts to rest the whole weak-on-defense attack by Republicans on Democratic presidents and Democratic candidates. That's a huge advantage for the president, whatever happens with the minor fluctuations in the polls. I think his staff thinks he has more flexibility. But that does not necessarily mean that there's going to be a much more rapid withdrawal of troops. After all, it's a long timeline in Afghanistan, up to 2014. The president, having succeeded against Osama, I think would like to see what else he could get done in the time that he has there. I think he, you know, nothing succeeds like success. He's interested in this now because he succeeded at it, and I think he thinks there's more to do. But he's also got to satisfy his liberal base within the Democratic Party. There aren't many things he can do on the economy that is really going to excite the Democratic base. But a more rapid withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, I think, would go to the original anti-war constituency that, after all, is the one that got Obama started.
Yeah, let's take a look at how. I think he has had a sharp foreign policy that hasn't succeeded yet, obviously, but let's take a look at how he's developed it. Here he was talking about his goals in Afghanistan when he announced that revised war strategy, the more troops over there back in March of 2009. Listen to what he said he was going to do. Then we'll look at what he did.
So I want the American people to understand that we have a clear and focused goal to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat al-Qaeda in Pakistan and Afghanistan, and to prevent their return to either country in the future. That's the goal that must be achieved. That is a cause that could not be more just. And to the terrorists who oppose us, my message is the same. We will defeat you.
Well, there you have a very clear, much more than we had in the old days of the Bush administration, a sharp focus. We're going to go get al-Qaeda. We're not to nation build. We're not to do anything else but to get al-Qaeda in those two countries, Pakistan and in Afghanistan. Now, here he is, the president, this Sunday on 60 Minutes, talking about the progress of that effort. He suggested that the killing of bin Laden has put those goals, that, in fact, that goal, within reach. Let's listen.
We've got the opportunity, I think, to really finally defeat at least al-Qaeda in that border region between Pakistan and Afghanistan. That doesn't mean that we will defeat terrorism. It doesn't mean that al-Qaeda hasn't metastasized to other parts of the world where we've got to address operatives there. But it does mean we've got a chance to, I think, really deliver a fatal blow to this organization if we follow through aggressively in the months to come.
Gene, is he nailing it there? The implication being that we're achieving our particular goal, his particular goal, of breaking apart, in fact, demolishing al-Qaeda in those countries of Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Well, he seemed to be saying that, but remember, Chris, shortly after taking office, President Obama dramatically increased U.S. troop strength in Afghanistan, and then he did it again. So this is his surge in Afghanistan. In some ways, this is becoming his war. And so, has he finished? Has he reached the goals he set, which involved counterinsurgency and a really elaborate program in Afghanistan? I'm not convinced that he's saying, kind of brushing his hands and saying, okay, our mission here is accomplished.
Talk host Peter Tilden with Christiane Amanpour about where she thinks we now stand with Pakistan.
Where do we stand with this? I know the ex-president is out, Musharraf, taking shots that there was never a deal, never an agreement to let us come in and take out.
Peter, sometimes the airways are full of fluff. It doesn't matter. What's happened is the United States has gone in and taken out the world's most wanted terrorist, who was responsible for the worst act of terrorism in human history. All of this chatter by the Pakistanis is really devoted, a lot of it, to domestic public opinion. It was clear, and the United States said it, that if they found bin Laden and if nobody else was going to get him, they would get him. Period. End of story. Now, the real issue is what happens next. The United States needs to have an eye on more than 100 nuclear weapons that Pakistan has. It can't be shut out. It needs this relationship. The United States needs Pakistan for its land routes to supply 100,000 plus U.S. troops in Afghanistan, and it probably needs Pakistan if there's going to be any negotiated settlement. So in order to end the war in Afghanistan, they still need Pakistan. Pakistan, likewise, needs the United States. So this is a bad marriage, airing their dirty laundry in public. Nonetheless, it's a marriage that needs to continue in a much more functional way and try to get rid of some of this dysfunction.
This is why I love you so much. No, because you cut through. It's spin. I said they notice it was Musharraf, the ex guy who's designated to say that. They've got to do spin at home. We do have Senator John Kerry going over there. And the reason John Kerry's going over there is Kerry was the guy who tripled non-military aid to Islamabad,
right,
co-authored that bill. So he's kind of liked over there. Will he have access to high level people over there to help adjust the spin? Is that what this is all about right now?
I think it's much more important than spin right now. Let's just break down what you just said. It's true. The Pakistanis are often spinning for their own public opinion. And let's not also forget that they have fought al-Qaeda over the past several years. They've lost, thousands of their own people. They've been responsible for some 400 capture or killings of senior al-Qaeda leaders. So they're not just doing nothing. In this matter of bin Laden, it's been a problem. And who knows? Is Mullah Omar there? Is Ayman al-Zawahiri in Pakistan? These are issues down the road as well. Most likely they are, unless they've fled already in the wake of Osama bin Laden.
Talk host Jim Scott here with military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle about a rumored deal that we had with Pakistan to get bin Laden.
Yeah, I like this information you dug up. In fact, I was talking to Tom Rivers of ABC in London and told him about the secret deal that you think permitted a U.S. bin Laden raid on Pakistani soil, Colonel.
Well, the CIA station chief was revealed by Pakistan for the second time in 5 months today, according to the Inquirer, Jim. And back in, toward war in late 2001, after bin Laden escaped U.S. forces, right, apparently Musharraf and George Bush actually agreed to this secret deal where we could actually carry out an operation, snatch and grab or kill bin Laden.
And who else? Not just bin Laden.
And Zawahiri, too. Zawahiri's the number two guy who's supposed to take over al-Qaeda.
Okay, and I think the number three guy, too. So, they had this agreement. We understand if you have to do this, but then they're going to pretend they didn't know about it and look the other way.
That's right. The Pakistan would seriously protest the incursion. That's according to a former U.S. official with knowledge of counterterrorism operations. And we knew that they would raise this hue and cry, but they wouldn't stop us. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting because we went in there with the Navy SEAL team and we avoided the radar systems. And, of course, the Pakistani military come under fire now. It's not stopping us, but that's just all part of the deal, stuck together those many years ago, almost a decade.
Now, one of the first things you said was that they just recently, the Pakistanis, revealed the name of the CIA chief there in Pakistan. So, and that's the sort of thing that friends don't do. So, it could endanger him, although I think he's going to stay on the job.
He's going to stay on the job, however, that type of operation, the station chief is certainly very important, liaison between the ISI, the Pakistan Intelligence Service Agency, mm-hmm, but it'll still continue to operate. And that's just part of the deal struck. Mm-hmm. Anything they can do to stir stir up the water over there and say, hey, we didn't know about it, and we're really ticked off at you guys, the Americans, of course. That's part of the deal struck more than a decade ago.
Okay, so that leaves us with number one. We'll talk about the aftermath of the killing of bin Laden up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. How about number one this week? Aftermath of bin Laden's death. Talk host Frank Beckman here with Congressman Mike Rogers, who was actually one of the members of Congress that had been invited to see the death photos of bin Laden.
You are one of the people who was invited, key members of Congress who are involved in overseeing our military operations or spy missions, have been invited in by the CIA to see the bin Laden photos, both the photos from within his home in Pakistan and also of his burial at sea off the deck of the USS Carl Vinson. And you, as chairman of the Intelligence Committee, were invited. Tell us about the experience here.
Well, I have not gone. I've seen all of that about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you saw this before the invitations went out to others.
Yes. As the chairman of the committee, I happened to be over at the CIA headquarters for another thing on that particular Monday after the Sunday raid. I had the opportunity to see all those photos then.
And what can you tell us about them? Let's start with the ones from within the home.
Well, I'm not familiar with the photos they're talking about inside the home. I'm not sure that's an accurate portrayal.
So these photos are not from the home itself. They're actually from on deck the Carl Vinson.
No, they were taken along the way. Some were taken. A quick one was taken inside the residence, but you wouldn't be able to know where it was necessarily if it wasn't marked that way. And then there was a short stop in Afghanistan, and then out to the naval vessel.
And where were the pictures taken then?
I think both of those locations. And remember, they were in a big hurry to get the heck out of there.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. These weren't crime scene type photos, but they're gruesome. It's just it is a gunshot wound to the head, which by a high caliber round. So it is it's a gruesome thing. If you've seen a crime scene photo, and there are plenty of those out there on the internet, I mean, that's really what it resembles. It's clearly him. You can see all the facial from his eyes down. It's clearly recognizable that it's Osama bin Laden. And
And from the obviously from the eyes up, because that's where the wound was, that's where the damage was to his person.
Right.
Yeah. But there's no doubt in your mind it was Osama bin Laden.
No doubt in my mind. You know, the best verification we've got, the DNA test came back 99.7% accurate, but Al-Qaeda announced that he's dead. And his wife says that he's dead. You know, his children say that, yep, it was him, he's dead. He's dead.
Talk host Rick Jensen from our affiliate WDEL speaking to Eli Lake from the Washington Times about what he thinks is next for Al-Qaeda.
You write in the Washington Times about this oath of fealty, the bayat to bin Laden by Al-Qaeda senior commanders. They have to take this oath. And I'm wondering, really, honor among thieves? Does this really mean that if Ayman al-Zawahiri is supposed to be the next leader that they'll accept him?
Well, what the oath of bayat means is that it's important because there are a cadre of elite al-Qaeda commanders or, people who are very important figures in the other affiliates and so forth, who have pledged this oath of fealty, a kind of medieval oath, to a person. In this case, it was Osama bin Laden. And the oath of fealty or the bayat pledge does not necessarily transfer to Zawahiri. Only one al-Qaeda affiliate, and that is al-Qaeda in Iraq, the Islamic, now called the Islamic State of Iraq, has mentioned Zawahiri's role as an interim leader of al-Qaeda. Other al-Qaeda affiliates, including al-Shabaab, the Somali group that's affiliated with al-Qaeda, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, I think has had something, and other groups like that have mentioned that bin Laden is dead, but has not said his leadership is. So it raises this question. The Shura, or Leadership Council of al-Qaeda, is believed to be meeting now, or will soon be meeting, in Pakistan, probably somewhere, where they will choose the new leader. And if that person, as most suspect, ends up being Ayman Zawahiri, because he apparently was bin Laden's deputy for many years, then at that point will other regional commanders who had their connection or their oath to bin Laden make a similar oath to Zawahiri? And that is an open question. And so you could see a kind of schism or you could see schisms of rocks emerge in al-Qaeda as a result of it.
So, the aftermath of the death of bin Laden, that's the most talked about topic. No surprise this week on talk radio and talk television. Let's recap. Number 10, Major League Baseball. Number 9, the Arnold and Maria separation. Number 8, the Indiana Planned Parenthood law. Number 7 is illegal immigration. Number 6 is what you're paying for gasoline. Middle East unrest. Number 5, Republican presidential candidates. Number 4, the budget battle and debt ceiling. Number 3. Number 2, our strategy with Afghanistan and, more importantly, Pakistan. And the aftermath of the death of bin Laden is the number 1 item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.